Work is all but dried up for me. I was a TV game show host in the 70s. Too long out the limelight, no one wants to know. 12 million viewers once enjoyed the show back then. Even past the sell-by diets, entertainers have to wait on my everyday tasks. I laughed out in the street. There's a daily record of my fall from grace. The school kids hold their phones up to my face. How I regret adopting that dire catchphrase. We all had to have one back in those days. From golden-haired sitcom boy about town to grey-whiskered man in a dressing gown. As I dozed in my chair, heard a knock, too loud to ignore. Two stern-faced boys in blue at my front door. Let's join them at the station, things to explain. I'm asked to take a trip down your tree lane. I'm handcuffed in the back of the car. They joke about catching a falling star. And even though there are no charges, I'm branded a liar, not guilty. Sinners, no smoke without fire. Built up a fading memory of fame. Twilight years with mud stuck to my name. No longer a harmless joke to passers-by. There's a hateful tone as the insults fly. Anonymous complaints, public accusations, hands are up in anticipation, quenching their thirst, granting their wish, taking the heat off the bigger fish. Waiting for the next name, waiting for the next name, waiting for the next name. Even though there are no charges, I'm branded a liar, not guilty. Sinners, no smoke without fire.
Waiting for the next night. Waiting for the next night.